VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Gaza authorities said an Israeli airstrike killed five Palestinian journalists outside a hospital on Thursday, but the Israeli army said it had attacked a vehicle carrying Islamic Jihad militants. The journalists died after their vehicle was struck in the vicinity of Al-Adwa Hospital in Nuzrat, the enclave's health authority said. They worked for the Al-Quds Today channel. The mother of one of the killed journalists, who attended the funeral, condemned the attack that killed her son, Fadi Hassouna. Give us peace. They took our loved ones. They took my only son. There were two. One is gone. One is gone. One is gone. May God protect you. It's over. There's no sweetness left. No sweetness left. Palestinian media and local reporters said the vehicle was marked as a media van and was used by journalists to report from inside the hospital in Nuzrat camp. The incident happened a day after Palestinian militant group Hamas and Israel traded blame over their failure to reach a ceasefire agreement, despite progress reported by both sides in recent days. Residents of Syria's capital city called for unity on Thursday after unrest in the cities of Tartus and Homs and an attack on police officers which left 14 dead and injured. The officers were killed in an ambush by forces loyal to the ousted government in the Tartus countryside, the transitional administration said, as demonstrations and an overnight curfew elsewhere marked the most widespread unrest since Bashar al-Assad's removal more than 2 weeks ago. It's something Damascus residents like Issam Rahal don't want to happen again. There is no need for the events that happened in Tartus, and they must hit those who went out with an iron fist because we were under the control of a bad regime. Syrian police also imposed an overnight curfew in Homs, state media reported, after unrest there linked demonstrations that residents said were led by members of the minority Alawite, a sect loyal to Assad and Shiite Muslim religious community.